Despite weak macroeconomic conditions that saw Italtal post a 2.7% increase in revenue and a tepid 1% rise in headline earnings per share, and the bathroomware company expecting growth to be less robust in the second half, it's still moving forward with its expansion program in an attempt to gain market share. The group opened 10 new stores in its first half and plans to open up to 8 more over the next 6 months. Joining me in studio now is CEO Jan Porchetta. Jan, thanks so much for joining us this evening. So
thank you.
One really sits up and takes notice when we have a CEO say we've given up hope for an improved second half performance. How far out does that despondency actually stretch?
Yeah, I think first of all, we did say this is what we expect when we chatted 6 months ago, and we delivered against what we promised the market. I guess it's not that we're not hopeful. We're just saying we're a little bit more cautious because I think our external environment has deteriorated over the last 6 months, and we say we will still generate growth, but not at an accelerated pace. Mm-hmm. So we're still hopeful and confident for the year ahead. And I guess what puts it into context, although the top line, specifically system-wide, which is always a good indicator for us, system-wide turnover was only up 1%. But if you look at our HEPS growth, which we need to adjust for the once-off charge of the BEE, it's still a HEPS growth of 7%, which we say in this current environment, and then obviously paying a dividend of 5%. We think we can sustain that, mm-hmm. but it is not an easy market, as we saw in the retail December update yesterday. That's the worst since 2009.
Absolutely. In fact, we had an economist in studio, chatting about that print and highlighting that perhaps we need to see some recalibration of expectations given the current economic reality. So how much have you altered, some of your expectations as far as what is possible in the current environment?
Look, I think we tend to always focus more internally. So although the external environment is not great, we still believe and we know there is still internal inefficiencies that we can improve on. We have a massive drive towards productivity. We do believe we can gain market share because even if the growth is not there, we still need to drive our business forward. So I guess a lot of our focus will be more internally on the things that we can control. And we do believe that there's still opportunities within our own business by improving our current performance. It's not that we think our expectations or benchmarks is unrealistic. We like to stretch ourselves because that is part of our culture, to be performance driven and do the best job that we can ultimately for our customers.
Having said that, we're anticipating the SONA address by President Cyril Ramaphosa this evening. What are you hoping to hear from the president that would act as a catalyst, so an external that will then drive some of your internal efforts?
I think what's very important is we need certainty, and specifically around policy, and more importantly, we need to work together to create a more business-friendly environment. The only way that we're going to get ourselves out of this hole is really to generate growth and have growth as the main agenda. Because by generating growth, get the economy to perform, we can generate, hopefully, create a lot of new jobs, which is very important, mm-hmm. and then fix education that we have the skill set to then deliver on those new opportunities out there. But I really think there should be a massive drive to say, what can we do to stimulate growth and make it more business friendly, less rules, and really have that as a combined effort by everybody, because we can't keep on losing more jobs. I think the retrenchment stats that's coming out is horrendous. And yeah. The only way for us to be successful as a country is to really look after local manufacturing, which we'd really like him to support, because we prepared to invest. We're going to invest still in upgrading our factories. There's at least 300 million that we're going to spend just on our factory upgrades, over and above the rest of the capex that we will spend on opening more stores. But it is important that we feel we are getting the support from government in this respect.
Absolutely, and that's been the rhetoric for the longest while now. So we need to actually start to see this translate into actual implementation. Until that happens, growth isn't going to pick up. Confidence levels are going to remain low. Unemployment is going to remain high as well. So how do you maneuver? Let's take a look at selling prices, for example. I mean, selling price inflation on your end already sitting at a 1.5% average, and that showing that perhaps you've got very little room to maneuver on that front.
Yeah, and I guess that's why the focus will be on our own efficiencies and productivity, because we say you can't pass on your own inefficiencies onto your customers. So we believe we will go aggressively after market share, which means we're going to potentially give up more margin in this process, mm-hmm. and try and counter that with really a drive to say, if we look at manufacturing, let's produce and manufacture product cheaper, because we need to ultimately be more competitive from a global perspective in our stores, run our stores operating costs, reduce the operating costs to really be more competitive. And then from a supply chain, the integration, really use the integration to help us that we have a lot more efficiency. So it's important that if you want to survive in retail, over and above the challenges of online, which you're doing a fantastic job. So we say you need multi-channel. But in retail, if you can control more effectively from factory gate all the way to the customer house, we believe that's the way to gain market share. And our robust business model with the three brands, very well positioned, a great property portfolio, some very good partners, world-class manufacturing, we think we can still sustain the success story of the past by keeping that focus.
Well, we'll catch up in the next 6 months, Jan, and take a look at how things actually have progressed. Let's leave it there for now. Jan Potgieter is CEO of Italtile.